Track 2. Consonants that sound similar. Some consonant sounds are very similar. Listen to these pairs of sounds, then repeat them. B, p, g, k, d, t, v, f, z, s. Notice that for both sounds in each pair, the position of the tongue, lips, and teeth is the same. The first sound in each pair is a voiced consonant sound because it is made with vibrations from the vocal cords. You use your voice box to properly say the sound. The second consonant in each pair is a voiceless consonant sound. The sound is made merely by air passing through the mouth. You do not use your voice box to make these sounds. Say these sounds again, noticing how the first one in each pair is voiced and the second one is voiceless. Unique consonant sounds. Some consonants have unique characteristics. Say the sound of the letter Q. Did you hear the sound of two consonants? Q says qu, and can be used to write the sounds made by the letters K and W. The letter Q almost never stands by itself. Always put a U after the Q, as in queen, quiet, and quarrel. Say the sound of the letter X. Did you hear the sound of two consonants? X is often pronounced X, and can be used to write the sounds of the letters K and S. This can be seen in a word like socks, which can also be correctly written S-O-X. X, when it appears at the beginning of a word, usually has the Z sound. For example, X in the word xylophone has the Z sound. There are only a few words, such as X-ray, that have the X sound. The key picture for X in learning to read is box, with the X sound at the end of the word. The sounds for the letters H, W, and Y are heard only when they are at the beginning of a word or syllable. If they appear at the end of a word, they are silent. Consonants with two sounds. Two consonants, C and G, have a hard sound and a soft sound. The hard C, k, is heard in words such as cat and cap. The soft C sounds like s and is heard in the words city and circle. The sound of a hard G, g, is heard in the word goat. And the soft G, j, in the word giraffe. The soft sounds of these two letters are introduced in Language Arts 100. The E, I, or Y rule helps determine which sounds the letters C and G have. If they are followed by E, I, or Y, they have the soft sound. For example, gem, giant, gym, center, city, and cycle. The E, I, or Y rule is important, but there are exceptions. Some of the most common words, such as get and girl, do not follow this rule. The children will learn these words as sight words before they learn the E, I, or Y rule, and will probably not have any trouble with them. The letter S is another consonant that does not have one standard sound. Sometimes it says Z, like Z. This is true in some frequently used words, such as does, is, and has, as well as when S or ES are added to words such as days and fusses. The Z sound of S is not taught until Light Unit 110 of learning to read.